Matos Masei, double parsha. We find in Parshas Matos the sugya Mikne Rav Hoya Livne Ruven Vilvne God Otsun Ma'ud. There was much flock, much cattle. To Bne Ruven every God Otsun Ma'ud. Bahira says Yezet Yazev, Eseretz Gilad, Vine Amokoi Mekoi Mikne. There was a place for Mikne. They realized the grounds of the area of Eva Hayad that we call were very fertile grazing grounds, and they said they name all the cities come to Moses, and they have a taina. The Baruch Shem doesn't do anything for nothing. He made us capture and be victorious and overpower these tremendous superpowers, Tzicha and Oig. And this land was overtaken and captured. And that's what they were emphasizing. Haaretz Shehika Hashem. Beresh was marking this land of Nei Hadas Yisrael. So is it for nothing? Is it for naught? And it happens to be Eretz Mikna, a land of grain. And we have a lot of Mikna. They came with the Emes Ataina. It seems very, very logical. If it is a land, Baruch Hashem, to everything is Bahashkocha Pratit. The Baruch Hashem made us capture this tremendous land, beat out these tremendous superpowers. And the land is fertile, beautiful land for grazing, for cattle, to raise the grazing and grazing cattle over there. And we have a lot of cattle. So it makes sense. Cattle. We should be here. We should stay here. Moshe Rabbeinu has a tain on them. The Lomos and you and a slave and a Yisrael, you're going to now cause Klal Yisrael tremendous law, tremendous Klal Yisrael is going to learn from me a tremendous lesson. They're not going to want to go. They're going to think maybe we're afraid. It wasn't the chore their intention. But Moshe Rabbeinu has a taina, and Moshe goes into a whole speech. He gives a ma'am b'shachol t'chocha shleimo. Now they came in the churban. If you look how they came very innocently. They said, "Listen, Baruch Hashem did a miracle of miracles. He knocked out this whole tzichon and oig, this tremendous land here. Bal tashchis. We have a lot of mikneh. Let's use it out. It makes sense. We'll use it out. We'll graze our animals here. We'll build the whole thing here. And it makes sense." It comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going on over here? You're going to cause a tremendous uproar. People are going to get a wrong impression. And it goes into a whole barrage. What happened to Koas Wabu Seichem B'Shochi? He brings back the whole memory of Meraglim. He accuses them. He accuses the Bnei Gomer Rubin, you're Meraglim. You're like the Meraglim. Koyasu avoseichem. V'sholchim yikosh barnei al rosh ha'aretz. V'yal anach ha'eshko v'yos ha'aretz v'yos leib bnei Yisrael. L'vitu voya la'aretz v'nosa la'aram lehem. V'yichach Hashem b'yayim ahu. But it caused... It goes in mamish, built in mamish, psukim upon psukim. V'nekamtem, and now you've come up. Taras avoseichem, you rise with terrible people. You, Moses, we're innocent. We just want a little grazing land. V'nekamtem, taras avoseichem, taras avoseichem. This point, oil acharav Hashem Yisrael. What is an innocent question? Moshe Rabbeinu barrages them. You are terrible people. You're bringing back the Meraglim. We just want some cattle ground. What's that to Meraglim? Then they come each way love, and they say, okay, Moshe, we're here. Take it easy. Calm down. We have a new suggestion. We never had it. We're going to go ahead. Okay, we're going to go even in front of the armies. We didn't have that. They didn't have that attention that they wanted. They were trying to be immune. But Lamaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was suggesting very strongly that this is going to cause a ill feeling by everybody. That's why aren't they coming over? Because it must be they're scared. That wasn't their intention. But Lamaisa, so official Dover, they suggest a new thing. For let's build. We'll build corrals for our animals, and I live off the Nashim and Rajo here, and then we'll go ahead and make sure they inherit the land. And Moshe Rabbeinu was masking them with the famous Tifnei God of Bnei Reuven. So we have to understand more oimek. In the pastures, I mean, there's a pastures over here. The pastures, they said, we're not going to go over. We're going to stay here. And they've had that intention, but it could be there was a much more in the pastures. But the chur, there's a more, there's an oimek. There's another correction that Moshe Rabbeinu makes. If we can call the first thing a correction, but there's another correction Moshe makes with them. And that is we'll build corrals, we'll build areas for Atzoin, and then an Oram Tapeinu, and cities for Atapeinu. And then we'll go over. Moshe Rabbeinu corrects them later and says to them, so Rashi says over there, when they said we're going to build Gizrasoi, when they said, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, we don't want to scare anybody off, we don't want to cause any ill feelings, any feelings that people are going to be nervous, going to be scared, to want to fight. So we're going to go over, but let's first establish everything over here. So they said first, they said one way, but they made the ikka. Ulai over here is an oimek into the whole parasha of Negev Bnei Reuven. And the Yisoid of Oisai. The Yisoid that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there was an underlying theme in the Kavanas Bnei Yogar Bnei Gar Bnei Reuven. And therefore,
the Lomba Siniyun, as Bnei Yisrael, Koyasu Abu Seinu, was not just because they're just saying, okay, we're going to stay here, we're not going to go over the Yarden, but there was an underlying theme. And that is what do we prioritize in our lives? What's the tachlis? What's the ikun? What's the tafel? What's the tachlis? What's the siyua? We find later in Parashas Maaseh a very interesting sugya about that. Of course, very, very simple. But we find an interesting metzius that the Bein Shom is mitzavet, manchil, the Eretz Yisrael, to all the Shvatim. They pick out different nesiim to be able to manchil those Shvatim, the most karkas, the Yishva Shevet. And Shevet Levi does not get a chelik ba'aretz. Sukkim say why Chelek Eretz Levi doesn't get a Chelek, they shouldn't be involved with the picking, with the harvesting. Shevet Levi is designated totally kuloi v'kuloi l'avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we find an interesting zach. Shevet Levi has to live. So instead of designating the Torah that they have a certain property, no, the Torah HaKadosh made it that every Shevet gives to the Levim a chelek of their property. L'rav Tarbe, Ve'imish Halacha. At the end of the day, they have to live anyways. They need a place to live. So it's from the sugyas of the Pesukim, the Persians didn't give them a separate land. Every Shevet and Shevet, from their chelek in Eretz Yisrael, gave a portion of the Shevet Levi. The Dor HaChaim HaKadosh says over there, V'nosu L'Leviyim, the Pasuk says, V'nosu L'Leviyim, B'esh HaGam Sh'tziv HaShem Sh'lo Yeh Leviyim Chelek V'Nachal Bar, they should have a Chelek V'Nachal Bar, Al B'Teres Chesed, Yitnu L'Mat Naschinu Yim HaShe Egiyim, K'desh Mefanesim Misha Siga Yodoy, as he's Mefanes, obviously the Chayra, there's a time for that. That's the tachlis. Shevet Levi is designated fully in kuloi, just that we find Shevet Levi is kehanim also, but the kehanim are given the trumas and ma'is of the shkagod. The klal Yisrael supports the Torah, the schus to support the bnei Torah have that tremendous support. The different shmuz, they have to realize. But there's another tachlis over here. There's another big zachar basically, and that is that the tachlis of the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, the tachlis why Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, was that it was a mokoin that Be'ez Hashem they should be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel'Olam in the deepest way. We spoke about this once before a little bit. The tachlis of Eretz Yisrael is the land that's the Olam Haba embassy. It's the land where they connect, where Klal Yisrael connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the deepest level. But we have to realize the biggest story about that. The Ribbono Shel Olam made a metzius of Geshem and Ruchni. As the Mechaber says, Mafli Lazos, we say in a Birchos Asher Yotzeh, Mafli Lazos. Hashem makes a Pella. What's the Pella? He takes a Dovah Shel Ruach of Ruchni and he ties it together with Dovah Gashmi. And the tachlis is that the Gashmi should be served the Ruchni, that the physical guf, with all of what it has, its tachlis is to serve and to be focused on using the Gashmias to elevate it. Ayidei Maisa Ruchni. And whatever a person does, whether it's Achila, that's Shtiyah, whatever he does in this world, the tachlis of that is to bring it to it, to elevate it through the Maisa Ruchni. And Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael, was given the Iker. That was what was given for. It was given that we got land. and we're going to harvest the land. But what do you do? Every chelek, the Medrash in Parashat Kiseitzer talks about barichlus. Every chelek of the process of harvesting food is the biggest, let's say, one of the most biggest gashmistic things. We were given the land. What was the purpose of the land? To till the soil, to work the land. But in every step of that process, there's halachas, mitzvahs, hatluyos ba'aretz. In chutzlars, we don't have such halachas, as I said. Mitzvahs, hatluyos ba'aretz. Eretz Yisrael has a different mitzvah, as I said. The etzem, aretz, the land itself. Mitzvahs are not toy ba'aretz, toy in the gavra. The gavra, whoever he is, has to be a Jew also. But mitzvahs are tluyos ba'aretz. You're going to inherit the land. The tachlis of the land is produce kedusha. How? By every step of the mitzvah that shout out to Eretz Yisrael, its kedusha is mechayiv that the mitzvah has to be done. And why are you being misasik with the offer of Eretz Yisrael? You misasik to till the soil and to plant the seeds. You got to be careful with Arla. Arla is chutzosha. Arla. And then Kilai. And Revai. Then there's Revai. The fourth year. Till you can be netted from a Peri in chutzah in Eretz Yisrael. 5 years. Till you can finally have enough from that Peri. In the fifth year, you can finally take that Peri and have enough from it. 3 years, I believe, the land fallow. 3 years, you have to leave. You can't eat the berries. The fourth year, you got to. It's kodesh Hashem, kodesh Yilul Hashem. You got to go make a kedusha on it. Take it up to Yerushalayim, eat Yerushalayim. Fine, the fifth year. Now we can benefit after 5 years. What's the tachlis? They should use the gashmi, use the soil, use the Eretz Yisrael, the offer of Eretz Yisrael, to bring about the metamorphosis, a connection to the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Eretz, through the Oretz, through Eretz Yisrael. And the tachlis of both sides to understand, the tachlis to understand that everything that we do, all our priorities is for the tachlis of Ruchni, that to take all the gashmias. And that's why the process is so long. And then for the seventh year, after 7 years, the process goes back to anew. It's a process of 7 years in the agricultural cycle with all the tumors and mice, even by Eurocus and everything else. There's also a whole process, agricultural process, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Truma, Trumas Maisa, and a whole process, Maisa Ani, all the whole year until you get to the seventh year, and then the Shemitah, to leave the land fallow, again, to get the appreciation that there's a tachlis, that to be learned from the Eretz itself, to learn from the ground, learn from the Eretz. The priorities of Boisad, that what we're here for, what do we have the land for? What's the tachlis of the land? Everything has a tachlis. And the tachlis of the land is for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch and using it out to the free, to the end of us. This could be the reason why that we have to give a chelek, we have to inherit the land and give a chelek to Levim, to prioritize the Torah, the Matzias of the Levim. That's, we have to prioritize that. That's the ikar in life, and we have to take from our chelek, give it to the Levim, to realize that this land that we inherited, the tachlis is for serving our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore we give a chelek to the Levim. The Levim represent. The true, the garven, the highest form, the Kodesh Hashem. Remember, the Chinuch says that in the Lashon. So the Chinuch with Goyel Ma'alos of the Kodesh Paul of the Chin Erekum Nivchar Arutzul. He says also that's why it was liklaid also for the Hoyrig Nefesh Bishkaga. Says the Chinuch, that land happens to be also the land that was chosen not only for the Levim to live, but also a person that kills B'shoyeg, all the 48 cities of the Levim are also Ori Mikla for the Ori B'shoyeg. So he says, when they go to Malah, the Kosh Bon, the Chin, Erekim, Nivkor, Atzim, Likla, Kol Horek, Nevis, Bishkog, Yosim, Atz, Shashvon, let the Chapel, Al Mosam, the Kudesh, is with Dushosa. I mean, Mechapa for that Yid, who killed Bishoyge, the land is the Miskadeshes, even more. But the Taos, to give it away was to prioritize and understand the tachlis in the Levin, if we were living here, but the tachlis of everything, the tachlis why we have all everything that we have, why we have all our nechassim, why everything that we have in this world, what did the Bereshim give it to us in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give stock with the money, to the mitzvahs with the money, and even the gashim that we do, to malet, through brachos, to everything that we do, the chot v'checha da'ayu. That's the tachlis of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbeisa. We see it in the chefts of the Aretz, that the Aretz was given, the kedushas of the Aretz was that every mitzvah that you have to do, that you, in order to be able to nana from the Aretz, you have to, it has to go through a whole process of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and then you can be nana from the peri, because in that ingrains in the person the tafkid. The end of the day, what comes out? And when it comes out, now a person takes the payri and he makes a bracha because he realizes that's really shout out to the Ibn Ishmael. But everything is a matana from the Ibn Ishmael. That's what Eretz Yisrael is all about. That's the tachlis of the mitzvahs of Tluyas Ba'aretz. So when the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven came asking, they all said a good taina. The Eretz Mikneh. It's Eretz Mikneh. But and Avodeno Mikta, we have Mikta, and Vichal Baltashkis. Let's use it out for the right tafkid. Everything has a tafkid in this world, we use it out for the right tafkid. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu perceived in their Lashon and their thing that they, and we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. The kavodah in that was that they wanted to prioritize it wasn't for the tachlis of Mikneh Rav. It was the tachlis for the thing to end in itself. Not for the tachlis of Mikneh Rav to b'kayim what the Bnei Yisrael wants with the tachlis of the cattle. That they should use out, to fill their tafkid in this world. And we have cattle which use out. They want to do it in order, there was a netiyah. That they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael because they don't want to be able to learn the lesson of Eretz Yisrael. That the lesson of Eretz Yisrael is that the tachlis prioritize. That were using it out for the tafkid to be connected to Ibn Shalom. And they wanted to use it out for the tafkid, the Zerampin, the Fidel Madrega, of Mikneh Rav, that we should amass a lot of wealth. And that was this Galamur and the Taina Vaita, that let's build cities for our cattle, take care of the cattle first. Who takes care of the cattle first? Chosim Amamoino. The tachlis was to have the moment, not for the tachlis of Kedusha, of Eschabris to HaKadosh Baruch, of connecting to the Ibn Ishlam. Now the tachlis of having the amassing the wealth was for the wealth itself. Oh, Shabbeinu now is a taina. You're missing out on the whole lesson while we have to go into Eretz Yisrael. The lesson to go into Eretz Yisrael, because it's a land where we're going to learn and prioritize and understand that the tachlis of amassing wealth and having karka and having a home and having a big whatever we have in this world, all from the Gashmias, is only that we should be able to use it out for Ruchni. And that was your message. And this is already by you in stating that you want to stay in Chutz La'aretz for the tachlis of Mikneh. That's already they're taking away from Klal Yisrael understanding the message why we have to go into Eretz Yisrael. So this was the oimek when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Tavos of Aseichem. Taked is a minyun because they're going to see you desiring to amass the wealth and want to have the wealth for the wealth itself. That's a mania in the tachlis of what we're going into Eretz Yisrael. The tachlis of going into Eretz Yisrael is for the sake of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a master of the world. And taking whatever we're going to have for that, if not for itself, but for to be used as a vehicle to connect to the Ibn Shalom. And that everything that Ibn Shalom gives us, that's the Medrash talking about Ashkenazi Saints, that everything that Ibn Shalom gives a beged, there's a mitzvah of shatness, and everything that Ibn Shalom gives us is a tachlis to mekayim with that thing, to bring it out to fruition. What's the tafkid? To use it for a dove that connects to the Kodesh Baruch. And it's a fascinating story, Rabbi Sam, where a person has to understand that he amasses wealth, or whatever he amasses in this world, whatever he gets,
But the Baruch Hashem gives to him, he has to know that there's a tafkid, there's a tachlis, to use that out and to bring it to fruition for a tachlis that's ruchni. And if he doesn't, it's bal tashchis taka. That's the bal tashchis. Whether he has clothing, whether he has wealth, whether he has cars, whatever, he has to understand that with the tachlis that Baruch Hashem gave it to him, it's only that should be able to use it out. In the parasha of Negoyim, it says when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem gives you a bias there, Ubo Ashaloi HaBayis. The guy comes, Ashaloi HaBayis, and Kenega Nirali. It's like the Kliyoka, what's the Pshat of Bo Ashaloi? What does the Torah tell you? He's a Voyal Lord, Hashem, and he's not a Sinachab. His mom is like the Kliyoka over there that you saw it. That the Persian gives the house. You come to Eretz Yisrael, the Persian gives you a house in Eretz Yisrael. The Tafkin and understanding is to use it out to give to others, and to be, you have a house, you have food, be mahana others with it. You have a house, you can give place for people to sleep and to be in henna from the cold, whatever it is. And you go ahead. He says, it's my house. I'm gonna be stingy. The person who's a nega knocks down the house. He's the boy of the arch, and he knows him. To understand that the Baruch Hashem is a matana from the Baruch Hashem, that's the tachlis of Eretz Yisrael. That shows a land where we understand and we connect to the Baruch Hashem on that deepest level to understand that the Baruch Hashem, Chutz La'aretz, this story is all around, but it's much harder. And Eretz Yisrael is a land where Kolador b'chutz k'mishkish en l'nagah. And Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to see it even more. The Baruch Hashem is much more connected, much more seeable to be able to connect that the Baruch Hashem is with you, and the tachlis is for him. The tachlis is to bring it back for him and to be do rodav aruchni. But a person takes the gashmistic of things, the fruits and vegetables he has, and he doesn't make a brach, or he doesn't use it out to. So it's always a terrible, but especially in Eretz Yisrael, because that was the limud. 5 years you had till you've been at it from the Reifetz. The Medrash brings down over there. Till 5 years to be netted from this pay reef. What's the tachlis? Why it took so long? It's to work out the person to understand more and more that the tachlis is for the bracha of the Baruch Hashem. That's what we learn brachas according to some mitzvah of making a bracha on a pay reef. Because the tachlis of all this avoida is to ingrain in a person, what do I have this thing for? What did Vishnu give it to me for? Why do I possess it? Why is this possession by me? Why is it not by somebody else? When a person thinks about it, that's how he connects on the deepest level to the Vishnu. And that's the tachlis of us. To understand what we're living for of us. What are we living for? So over in the parish it says that the has to go into Galus. He has to go to Galus. So where does he go? To Ari Levim. So the Mechinuch says one shot why he goes to Ari Levim. Because this way the land is Mekudesh has more, because the Levim Mekadesh the land. I once want to say a different pshat of this. And this goes with the Yisrael B'Soyd of this. That the pshat is that why the Gemara says in Ma'akas Daftes, the Gemara says that, and it's from this week's parasha, Hashem told that Moshe to make 6 Ari Miklot, 3 in Eva Yarden and 3 in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, you need so much, only 2.5 Shvatim over there. So the Gemara says, Begilod Shchichi Roitzchim, answers the Gemara. In Gilod Shchichi Roitzchim. So there's a lot of Roitzchim in Gilod, so therefore, that's why you have to have Ari Miklot. In fact, all the Achrayim, Rishayim, what do you mean Gilad Shchichi Roitzchem? Roitzchem is much amazing. The din of Ari Miklot is B'shoigeh. So why would we need Ari Miklot in Gilad for the Roitzchem? So the morale says, Pshat, that when you're in a city of Roitzchem, B'mezid, it's Mashpia. So the morale is Pshat, possibly it's Mashpia Be'etzem. But I want to find that maybe more of a psychological Pshat. Could be made morals as well, but the pshat is as a begilat shchichi roitzchem. The pshat is, why does a person kill b'shoigeh? What's the tie on a person kill? He killed b'shoigeh. Why is deserved? That's what he deserved to be killed. If he steps out, already he's killed. Why is he deserved to be killed? It was a shoigeh. It was a mistake. He didn't do it on purpose. The Torah says, "Rabbi Yisrael,
that if the value of life was choshev be'einecha, if you appreciated life, if you understand what life means, that life is an opportunity to connect to Kodesh Baruch on the deepest level. Life is so precious. We have a thing called Chayei Shor. Chayei Shor. The Murid Gazar Chayei Shor. That a person could be suffering. We tell let him, he should live a little more, because every second of the Mazer, he gets hard. The famous Meisner, Fran once told over, that there was a lady that was in a hospital, and she had a chronic disease, and she was dying, and she was in a coma, and they said, pull the plug, just pull it already. They told the family, just pull the plug, pull the plug. So the family said, no, we asked our rabbi, now let her pull the plug. All of a sudden, Friday night, she woke up, she opened her eyes, and she said, good Shabbos to everybody around, and she closed her eyes. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, saying good Shabbos to Kiyam, Yalacha, saying good Shabbos to Shayanai, saying good Shabbos to Kiyam is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush, the rice of Kiddush, saying good Shabbos. She said, that Lamais is over Shal Dov, they want to pull the plug. She could have had an opportunity to one mitzvah, Ashar mitzvah of Aleka, one mitzvah of the Kiddush B'Shabbos, she was Makayan, because they kept her alive. She said just good Shabbos, but one, another mitzvah of the Kiddush. Imagine they pulled the plug, she would have lost out on that Eloka mitzvah. So we believe in Chai Shor, every second is precious, because life is so precious, because like we're saying, every second of life can be used out to connect. The person can take one machshava, he's walking in the street, he's in the bathroom, he's doing mitzvahs in the bathroom, whatever he has to do in the bathroom, the halacha's in the bathroom, he's eating, he's sleeping, every second of us. So Chai, the reason why a person kills B'shoigeg is because he doesn't appreciate what life is. The Gemara says in Psachim, Mem Tesemit Beis, Am Haaretz Oser, let's go with it, Am Haaretz Baderech, it's a big shayla, sometimes you're allowed to go with these taxi drivers. Am Haaretz Oser, you're not allowed to go with him Baderech. Why can't you go Baderech? Zog the Gemara, Al Chayev, Ein Ochos, Al Chayech, Hu Yochus, he doesn't care about his own life, he cares about your life, you see that, Lamais, he's a taxi driver, Mamash. Buttons are open. I'm not a taxi driver, but the guy's not from the guy. He's not learned. Not into learning. Sitting there, one hand on the wheel, left hand usually, because the right hand he has to eat his papa, you know, his papitas. He's eating the cigar in him. He's talking to you. He's driving 170 kilometers on the road, weaving between the manish. You know his things. Listen to the rain. Look, ma, no hands. And the kids, and his mamish, you know, he's listening to the radio. Ah, he's an aravim. His mind is all over the place, except for one place on the road. He says, "After that, I call him and say that you sit there like saying to him, or the Hashir Amalo, he's in the back. His mamish, you know, driving with one hand on the wheel. Manish ma, shama, just like a shama. His mamish, unbelievable. What's the pshat?" The Gemara says, "I'm always listening to Lavas Bedera. Al Chayy ben Achosok Rashi. What's Al Chayy ben Achosok Rashi? Sochem Emtes. Chinema ki hu chayecha va'oirech yamecha. He doesn't learn Torah. I'm always listening to Lavas. He's not chosana ki hu chayecha va'oirech yamecha. So a person that doesn't care about life, he's not into life. He doesn't appreciate life. And that's what he kills. So that's Pshat Begilah Shchichi Roitzcha. Because in Gilah they're killing." So the value of life goes down, and therefore a person will commit an aveir, kill the shoigeg, because he won't be so careful. Because if you realize that life is so precious, how careful the doctor is not going to walk with a knife stomping around the corner. Maybe somebody's walking down the corner. So I wanted to kind of beautiful. We send them to the Ari Mikla, and why? Because that's the Ari Levim. They made Ari Levim. What's in the Ari Levim? Over there, you're going to see a person, that's a person that's his whole life is dedicated to Torah and mitzvahs, prioritizing that everything in his life has meaning, everything in life is so precious. It's going to be a re-education on what the value of life. That's why the Ari Levim or Ari Miklat. We gotta re-educate this guy. According to the same Shem the Maral, the reason why he doesn't, why he killed B'shoigeg, is because he doesn't appreciate what life is. Who doesn't appreciate life? The Amma Archel, he doesn't learn Torah. He doesn't appreciate the value of every second of present life. Kiyuchayecha. Send them to the Ari Miklat. Those are Ari Leviim. Because in those Ari Leviim, you're going to prevalue that every second of life is precious. L'avodas Hashem, that can be used out to eating and sleep. The Gemara Tosfos says about Baza, Chof Aleph, that when they used to see the Kohanim Ba'avodasam, not when they were learning Torah, they used to come back rejuvenized. Klal Yisrael Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah V'Ar Hashem Yishalayim. Klal Yisrael used to see the Kohanim Ba'avodasam. They used to come back different people. They didn't see him. Learning a Tukiveiga. They saw the Kohanim Ba'avodasam. They caught a Kohen eating a nice King Henry the Eighth poke. His mouth dipping into the sauce and eating around a polka from the chatos. But you know how the Kohen ate the chatos? Their faces were so involved. You saw that when they ate that polka, they were connected to God. You saw the Ibn Shalom. You saw how they took this world, every chelak of this world, and used it to the rest of God's world. And he ate a polka. It was mamish, like a shtiklip kiveege, the polka. And people would walk away. Wow, that's life. That's that service of God. That's what we're here for. And they become rejuvenized. And that's the tachas why he has to run to the Ari Miklat, the Ari Leviim. Remember, the Meilor of Simon. This is what a person has to understand. Like this was the taina that they go and belong to Niyun. If you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to stick with your shita. This is a Meniya. And the whole tachlis of going to Eretz Yisrael, the tachlis is to learn in Eretz Yisrael this Yisoid, and Avodas Hashem. The tachlis of Avodas Hashem, the tachlis of the character of Avodas Ba'aretz, is to use everything to connect to Avodas Hashem. And through that, a person becomes a shtik kedusha. That's kedusha. Kedusha is taking from Olam Hazeh and knowing how to utilize it and directing it and channeling it. To avoid this Hashem, and this is so important, as we get into being a Zmanim times, and sometimes we can't learn. We're out, who knows what, taking our kids out into the wilderness, or going out onto Yulim, wherever it is, relaxing, we call it. But even in that, there's an avoid, a man doesn't have, there's no end to the avoid. The avoid is even in that, even when we're out there in the fields picking strawberries. It could be relaxing, a voice. First of all, he's relaxing and he wants to have shkoya for the next month, so it automatically turns, it becomes a mitzvah. Because you have to relax and you have to get strength for the next month. So going out to the fields and picking strawberries and butterfly catching, that's all Hashem Shemayim Be'etzim. When a person goes and picks the strawberries, a voice, and he gets involved with the picking of the strawberries, and he's connecting to the Kodesh Baruch Hu through that way, because they take a big pick of strawberry and make a bracha on it and use it out, a voice. So the whole avodah becomes a different avodah. And this is the yisoid of Yisrael. This is the yisoid of everywhere, not just in Eretz Yisrael, of course, b'chol everywhere, but especially this is what the tachlis of the came into Eretz Yisrael, the tachlis of the mitzvahs and the holiest ba'aretz of Yisrael, to understand that every chiddush that I get, all the chalokim, all my mass and my wealth, because the Klal Yisrael was given the lands of Eretz Yisrael to inherit, but those are the inheritance, all that I have, the tachlis is to do Torah mitzvahs for others of Yisrael. Yes. Why is the Bashem? Why is there Aniyim? Why is he giving stuff? So they wanted to give a schus for everybody else. That people should amass wealth, they should be able to give it out of us. Have mass wealth, halakim, in order that they should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be zoicha to understand this Yisoyl of Yisrael. To use out the time, now to be in Azmanim, to learn the value of lesson of that. Everything of Baisai, everything that we do, we can connect to Baisai. Look for the Ibn Ishmael, to prioritize what we're here for, and that Beis Hashem will be Zaycha. This will be the Tikkun of Baisai. Amor over the Haaretz. This is the time where we're mourning. Tonight is the night of Aleph Ba'av. It starts the 9 days of us. The more serious period of Avelos of Achurban. What's the Churban of us? The Churban of the Kedusha of us. That this land and Hashem is still around. This land became a land like every other land. Like all things, it became Medinat Israel. It became a land of Israel where the whole Tachlis is just to party hardy and enjoy, you know, the Olam Hazeh, another land, and it's Mamish Keneged the Tachlis, that's more of the Haaretz. Watch out for Berach Torah Tchila. When you make a Berachas HaTorah B'Sai, the Berachas HaTorah B'Sai, to understand, Shabbach HaBonah Mikol HaAmim, as Rashi says in Mabasir Peheh, that was the bracha they didn't make. But if you know Salon HaBonah HaTorah, that we're different from the Amim, that we have a Tachlis, that they connect to the Berach Shroilah. But not for us to connect to Ibn Israel, not to be like every other nation. That's the destruction of Eretz Israel. That's the more of the Haaretz. If you want to rebuild Eretz Israel, the Etzem of Israel. If you take Eretz Israel for what it is, that's the tachas to connect. Any Hashem to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to be zecha, to use out the time that we're able to stay in Eretz Israel for Ben Azman, those who are able to stay. Come back early, whatever, to connect, but whatever it is, our whole lives, to use that, to prioritize, and whatever we get, whatever we amass, the wealth, and everything that we have, understand it's a tatana for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to use it for spiritual, and the Ezra Shem, which we zircha to that, through, to help rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, rebuild the Eretz Yisrael, we zircha to Mashiach Zakein, and we hear the name of Allah.